Hello, I'm Devansh Kapti, third diamond, and today I'm going to tell you a story. The title of my story is The Wise Jackal. Once upon a time, a lion stepped on a thorn. The thorn went deep into the paw. The paw hurt badly and it began swelling. The lion could not walk properly. The hunting became impossible because it takes a lot of running. For many days, the lion could hunt nothing and it went hungry. It had to eat something to stay alive. So, the lion dragged itself around looking for some dead animal. Unfortunately, no dead animal came in its sight. The hunger was becoming too painful. The lion kept moving around hopefully. Then, at one place, it saw a cave. It had a narrow mouth, making it the kind of cave which serves as a den of wild animals. The lion peeped in. It was empty. There were signs all around showing that some animal lived in that cave. And that time the animal was out, perhaps looking for food. The lion hid in the cave to kill the animal when it returned. In fact, a jackal lived in that cave. It used to leave the cave in the morning and return in the evening after spending the day out. On that day also, it came back after the sun had set. The jackal was very clever. It remained alert always. It saw paw marks of a big cat near the cave. It guessed that some lion or tiger might be lying in the cave waiting for him. The jackal played a clever trick to check it out. It went a little away and called loudly, "Mr. Cave? Oh, Mr. Cave, why don't you speak?" There was silence. The jackal shouted again, "Mr. Cave, why don't you answer?" The lion lay quietly inside. Its stomach rumbled with hunger. It was just waiting for the jackal to come in so that it could pounce on it. The lion was losing patience. The jackal called yet again, "Mr. Cave, when I come, you always welcome and call me inside. Why are you silent today? I have already told you that the day you do not call me inside, I would leave you. So, now I am going to some other cave. Goodbye." This upset the lion very much. It thought that the cave really called in the jackal in. To stop the jackal from going away, the lion said in a gruffly voice, "Dear jackal, I welcome you. Do come in, please. Do not go away. I have been waiting for you." The jackal at once recognized the voice of the lion. It walked away laughing at the foolishness of the lion. The foolish lion died of hunger in the same cave. The moral of my story is, the alert ones do not get deceived. Thank you.